Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here, StuWebb.com, and it is August 5th, 2024. It's Monday. Now, we have some strange events going to take place starting on the 11th, so forth. But solar flares and all kinds of stuff, and this big fireball that eventually hit us and everything else, but things are going on in the solar system between now and August, about 16th, I think it is. 11th is supposed to be big stuff. Solar flares and solar everything, and solar this and solar that. And they're starting to blame some of the meltdown of the people said doing cyber attacks. Yeah, that's all true. It happened, but hey. Certain portion, but they're starting to blame it on solar flares now. Well, very serious. We have Revelation 13 through 17 going to probably happen. Otis Johnson, 007, told me for his death in 2017, he said at CERN, C-E-R-N, the supercollider, that they doubled the sucker up, letting demons and portal of hell out of there now since April the 8th, I think it was, with the solar flare. I cranked up the second one. He told me 2017 for the murder team. General Flynn, 2 weeks later, his boss was illegally indicted, had to resign underneath Trump, Secretary of Defense, or NASA Security. Okay? I saluted General Flynn at the airport where I dumped Otis off, north of Hastings where he lived, in Grand Island. Flynn saluted me back. Anyway, long story. I knew Super Spooks. They told me CERN, C-E-R-N, the Super Collider, said that in 2025, a fireball 6 times the size of planet Earth would hit us sometime during that period of time. He told me that in 2017 before they murdered him. 2 months before, around April. Here's the point. A super collider. We're talking serious stuff. Now, over the news, and you'll find it on my internet site tomorrow along with this radio show about this big planetary stuff that's coming at us and everything else. I mean, it's monstrous in the middle of April or August. Someone said if you don't have a sub-basement, now like a nuclear basement, you're fucked. You might get pelted with the fucking asteroid coming in there. It's supposed to be a lot of minutes. But in Revelation 13, Otis said, there'd be 2 stars hit planet Earth. I said, you're talking about Revelation 13. He was a super spook. 007, he says, yeah. He says, you're right, because he was raised as a Christian by his mother and father, even though his father was the OSS, Officer Strategic Services, the same one that Milman, my father-in-law and Daddy Bush served in. Now, I'm throwing no education out there. He said a fireball would rip around planet Earth in 2025, 6 times the size of the planet, and it would be a super fireball that would hit us and be the end of us. I said, it's return of Jesus Christ. I said, you're right. But when he told me, two planets will hit Earth first, I said, you're talking Revelation 13. Wormwood and his sister star. He goes, you're correct, Stu, because he was raised as a Christian. He says, I believe that to be true, too. Now, remember, it was the bad side feeding the NSA, but he had access to all this information. I still have sources here and there and so on and so forth without speaking it and jeopardizing anybody. I keep on track, at least. No direct no direct 100%, 1,000% anything anymore, but hey, I'm pretty accurate with what's going on and what's taking place. And we're in some dangerous times right now. Very dangerous. And all of us need to watch out for this. Now, it's about 5.5 minutes into this broadcast. I want to bring up about the stock market this evening. Melting down. 550 point drop, I think, was on the NASDAQ. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Daddy Bush and Larry Mizell. And Larry Mizell took over from my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Melman, 2004. And he was calling me up 007, said, your ex-father-in-law died. And I said, good. He said, no. Well, good and bad. He said, whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him, fallen angel, registered with the NSA. He said, now it's jumped in Larry Mizell because Melman made him the chosen one. He said, you'll always have him hunting you because of the damage you have done to them, putting him in the press and all the other. I said, okay. Larry Mizell controls BlackRock, Blackstone, the largest bank in the United States. Today the market crashes. They own the market. They own all the businesses. In 1981, Daddy Bush and Melman only controlled 20% of the economy according to General Accounting Office, period. The rest of us owned, in 81, we owned our own economy. 2012, 400 men took over the entire economy, owned 95% of it. That's Mizell and gang. And Melman dies in 2004 and leaves Mizell $1 trillion and left my daughter $50 billion estate, my ex-wife, the witch, the attempted murderer upon my daughter that hadn't escaped justice yet. Still attempted murder, that's a very serious charge, okay? Point is, they are now in control. In 2012, the General Accounting Office, 1981, they said that 1% controlled 20% of the economy. That means us people, 90% of us controlled our economy. Okay, period. No. That was 1981, and Daddy Bush arrives and as Vice President of the United States, and Ronald Reagan as President, which he was going to kill and push out with Hinckley and all the other. It didn't happen. Here was the point. Move forward. Drugs and guns with Dolly North and everybody all through Silverado. And that money was all laundered in BlackRock, Blackstone, the first bank real estate entity was created, folks, from drug money. From Silverado Savings Loan. Mike's father-in-law that owned the place, MDC Holdings, Richmond America Homes, the largest home builder in the country. Builds 10, 15, 20,000 houses a year, large builder. And they own two or three other big companies underneath, including Keating, Charles Keating's old company. Anyway, all underneath the entity, 5,000 companies underneath the entity, MDC Holdings, Silverado, Savings Law, Neil Bush Director, Iran Contra Money Laundering for Neil Bush, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all the MENA connection, Al Martin, everybody. That was Silverado. They had so much drug money, they had $12 trillion in 9 years of drug money laundered through Silverado. So by 1997, Milman starts a company called BlackRock, Blackstone, whichever it was, the first company, Colorado Corporation. And he sets up Pete Peterson, who's on the Council for Foreign Relations Director, like Milman was and Mizell is, and that took over for Melman, and Brownstein, the other attorney he hired, which is Daddy Bush's CIA counsel, he had 3 years out of law school working for Melman. He goes over to CIA and becomes his head CIA counsel while he was CIA director. Here's the point. All that money of BlackRock, Blackstone, that was invested in real estate through Pete Peterson on the Council of Foreign Relations, from Milman and the drug money from Silverado, was put into shopping malls. So, Pete, go out and buy as many used shopping malls as you can, these old ones. Milman wanted them. He owned most of them in the country anyway, but he wanted the rest. So, Pete Peterson goes out with BlackRock, Blackstone, the first cohort out of Colorado, starts buying up shopping centers with drug money from Milman. And he builds an empire all across the country, buying them up, fixing them up, renting them, sometimes tearing them down, putting up new ones, you know, the whole bit. I mean, drug money. They had all the money they needed. Anyway, then 1997, they created Blackstone or BlackRock, the financial entity of one or the other. I forgot which one was the first, BlackRock or Blackstone, vice versa, etc. So it was called BlackRock, Blackstone. So they appear, huge financial wealth in a about 10-year period of time, by the early of the 2014-15, huge financial group, huge, a lot of money behind them, a lot of cash. Okay, then they took over the U.S. Treasury after they took over the Federal Reserve, which is the banks in the country. They control out 8 out of every 10 banks. The other 2 banks are just sitting there waiting for them to collapse or to put them out of business, etc. BlackRock, Blackstone. Now, that's my ex-father-in-law, Stooge. I came in and served over him. After he died, the entity that he had in him, the fallen angel entity, now it's in Larry Mizell. The stock market today went banana fucking crazy. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It went banana crazy. What happened? They had a meltdown. Now, let me explain something to you about your earnings. Before I go into the details about your meltdown, your earnings. Okay, they've taken over all the companies in the United States. See, you're working for them, you're working JCPenney's, or you're working wherever you're working, some restaurant, you're working some department store, you're working as an attorney, you're working someplace for them. Here's the deal. You're working for them, but they have sent, oh, you're working for us, we own you. You have to contribute 10% to your retirement. We're contributing 10% to your retirement, so they contribute 10% to your retirement. You think you have a hell of a deal. Your company's making you grow, make you strong from each paycheck you get. So, here they are taking the money out of your paycheck. Okay? They're putting the money in to this account. And it's all listed on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ. The NASDA NASDAQ. It's the company where all the trash is going. And where they steal your pensions. And here's how they do it. All of a sudden, like today, you're going to be notified in the next 30 days that your pensions are gone. That $10,000 you had built up over the past 10 years with your company you're working for, it disappeared. It was lost today because of the meltdown on the NASDAQ. It's the NASDAQ. It's not the stock exchange, the U.S. stock exchange, and the other exchange that we have, but it's the NASDAQ. That's where they throw all the trash because Mizell controls 42% of the pension funds bought from J.P. Morgan when I caused a bank bailout And they had to pay $16 trillion, and Mizell had to pay $2.5 billion in fines being involved in illegal activity on bank bailout. Now, this is 3 years later. They busted him, had to pay the fines. A year later, Mizell buys from J.P. Morgan 42% of the U.S. pension funds that they had an office in Overland Park, Kansas, where I live. They had an office over here in Overland Park, Kansas, and J.P. Morgan sold to Great West Life Insurance out of Denver, which is my father-in-law's company that he created, which was a subsidiary off of Power Financial, which was Meyer Lansky, the Jewish Crime Syndicate, and had to testify for Congress, etc. Milman took it over, created Great West Life. Great West Life owns HSBC, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Bangkok, the largest bank in the world. Every 6 months to a year, gets caught narcotics money laundering through one of their banks throughout about 40 locations in the world. But anyway, I want to bring that up because it's vitally important tonight. You lost your pension funds. And it went through the NASDAQ. Now, what they do is they will create those companies and they will bankrupt them. And then somebody will come and buy them out of bankruptcy. And if you watch, it's always Norman Brownstein, the attorney in Denver, in behalf of the crime syndicate, Larry Mizell, that took over from my ex-father-in-law. With that said, tonight, the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 richest in the world, used to be Henry Kissinger and so forth. Now, I know it's Larry Mizell, it's Ansgar Ben Shari, the head rabbi in Israel. It's the current pope. It's the Patrick Wu, or Patrick Fong. No. Patrick Wu, W-U, China. I can't explain. Several died. Kissinger, several of them died in the past year or 6 months, a year, but I'll get you an update in the next broadcast who they are, but they are in control of the loot. And I say the loot, the money. I guarantee you, they are the ones, when there's a shift in the market of 1,000 points, they walked away with anywhere from $1.5 to $7 trillion. Walked away. And the NASDAQ has been not making any money for 5 years. No money. Everybody else has been making, the other two markets have been making money, not the NASDAQ. It's been stable because that's where the trash is at, where they parked it, where they could bankrupt it, come in and buy its assets up, and you lose your pension funds. Just telling your pension funds, they send you a notice, there's where it went, in the NASDAQ. File your form of complaints against them and so forth and burn their asses. But that's it. Now, I welcome, after spending 15, 18 minutes blabbering about the financial meltdown that happened today and is going to continue to melt down. And who's behind it? Larry Mizell, Denver, Colorado, on BlackRock, Blackstone. I welcome Nicole Powers,
TwoWitnesses.com.
WitnessSpeaks.com. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to leave you alone, not question. I want you to give you your full broadcast, okay? Please.
Yes. I want to talk about Kamala Harris and her run for the presidency and her secrets that she seems to want to hide from the public and her response to this economic meltdown. I find it very interesting how people say, well, color doesn't matter, or that identity politics is often, even it's practiced in the DNC. It's often denied, ignored of how they use it, how they use it to manipulate voters, especially black voters. And I think that they fall in the same problem with Barack Obama when they fail to research his background and how he thinks. And you can tell
Barack Obama, Barry Shields,
based upon his philosophy. And his philosophy defeated Marxism and socialism. And people are now waking up online right now about Kamala, how she has a phrase about being burnt, about the past, and, you know, and this is the philosophy of Mao. Maoism, the dictator in China before he took over China, this is what he touted. And so she's doing the same thing. But people fail to realize she was chosen because her family's background matches those of Barack Obama and also Hillary Clinton and Valerie Jarrett. The power structure within the DNC party that wants us to put the society under this oppressive, economic oppressive regime, where one of them, Klaus Schwab, said you will own nothing and you will be happy about it. And also Kamala is in that cartoon, My Pet Goat. She is the lotus flower. She will be precipitated out. They predicted in that cartoon she would be precipitated or come into fruition, I'm sorry, after Obama. And I don't think people have drawn the connection to all this, that she is a major threat to the United States, if not the world, because if we fall, I really believe so does the rest of the world. And our freedoms are so important. She said she was going to confiscate all the guns. She said she was going to be brave enough to tell Congress that, you know, we need to end this. So I don't think people understand what they're signing up for when they want to vote for her. She's very dangerous. And for the mere fact that she wants to lie to manipulate others to vote for her is telling. Now, if you have to lie about something, you're doing it for a reason. And I think especially people from my race, they don't understand that if they know you, they know that you have lost opportunities in certain areas in your life, and they know that certain people, not just black people, I can say black, white, and everyone in between, that, like you said, with the black rock and the black stone, and how these people that control everything, own everything, they can manipulate things so much that it affects your reality. And we don't really have a say in it, dude. We can't say, hey, I don't agree with this. Our voices are always on mute. And so it's quite unfair that we have to accept reality as it is. And we feel so disenfranchised that we feel like we can't do anything about it. And I think that we have to come to the conclusion that if we don't choose the right leader to represent us and to work on behalf of this country, things will never change. And it also starts on a local level. And this has to start locally too. Because in so many events, Democratic control, it starts locally. And I do believe Trump did give a representative from Baltimore something like $1 billion or two to clean up the city of Baltimore, and the money just disappeared. It didn't go to where it was supposed to go. So we have to change our candidates, even locally. Because if they're not on the same agenda as those that we elect, nothing will ever change. And I pray that it's not too late for us to see change in so many areas of our lives, because the corruption that you talk about in the beginning of this program, Stu, you can't keep that up much longer. And it comes a breaking point, and I think we're at that breaking point where if it doesn't get fixed now, it never will be fixed. And that's the gist of it. We have to understand who we are electing. And I don't think a lot of people don't know that.
You know, the entire banking system that just collapsed, all the money, the Bitcoin, all the gold, everything, belongs to the people of the United States of America. You know why? $1 of drug money. $1 of drug money The government gets to confiscate everything. I can prove it. Black Rock Blackstone was started with drug money from Silverado. Closed down. America people owns it now. All of a sudden we got gold back bars. All the gold they got. Everything they own. Black Rock Blackstone. We own them. Now, after Donald Trump becomes president, and I'm going to push it by him. See if I can get his attention. If not, well, I'm found in U.S. federal court that the government owns it. Fuck you. Black Rock Blackstone, you don't own it anymore. We own it. The people. I think the American people get behind me on it. They'll probably get me killed. Probably get me killed, but I'm not interested in being killed, okay? Any of that bullshit. So I'm just telling you. It's a very dangerous situation with these people. They're very dangerous. Anyway, what's the rest of your report?
I was going to talk about how there was a post. There was a post on TikTok about how Kamala's sister was mentioned, I guess, in Hunter Biden's laptop concerning like a Pizzagate kind of situation with child trafficking.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how much was Kamala involved in the trafficking of these children coming in, and also the fentanyl. I heard that a certain agency, I think I want to say Homeland Security, but it's something about our government collecting large sums of money due to that border being open. And also I heard too that there was some commotion at the White House. I heard also that it was Kamala and Barack that blackmailed Biden to step down. So I just wonder, what do they have on each other? I wonder, how can Kamala and how can Barack, how they can maneuver like this? And it just seems wrong that he is even in the vicinity of the White House. Because I know he's there. And I just think that someone needs to do something. I hope there's something in the works to correct this that we're going through. Because it's too much corruption to the point where it has to be answered for. It's as if they believe that this is our country to ruin. And it just infuriates me.
Now, we have no government, is what I call it, because it's totally corrupt. Okay? As a result of no government, no law, pointing towards the Constitution and everything else, because it's just totally corrupt. We the people have to take it and put it back into effect. Now, we legally can do that. Just like I said, after the election, Donald Trump, I probably file in the U.S. federal court on behalf of the United States of America to take over Black Rock Blackstone, derived from the dollar drug money. Excuse me. Donald Trump, what are you going to do with the United States Bank? We're trillions of dollars in gold, Bitcoin, and all the other stuff they own. What are you going to do with this, Mr. Trump? Okay. Shall we see? We'll leave it at that. Now, you move forward in the conclusion of your report tonight, would you please?
Well, I just want to add that you know, your listeners should really think about telling your younger members of your family to register to vote. We need everyone's participation in this next election. The stakes are just too high. Like I said before, if Trump doesn't get into the White House this year, this country is going to be broken to the point where it may not be able to be fixed anymore.
Broken to a point, it can't be repaired. I caught, we're getting ready to be fucked. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I had to say that because that's what's going on now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I really think we need to pray right now for this nation to retain its sovereignty. I mean, the constitutional rights that our forefathers and grandparents have fought for. So I just want to close out with a prayer, Stu.
Well,
okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to speak the truth and to speak your word and to know that together, we can fight this. We can fight evil and we can overcome evil. I want to pray for our president who even now is being threatened even more. It's a threat against his life. And I hear they may attempt to do it again. I'm praying for his safety and the safety of his family. I'm praying for a nation to come together and sing one song of hope and love and unity. And also to come to their senses, not to fall for the deceptive nature of the devil. And to fight against those who want to take away our rights and our sovereignty and our peace. And also the presence of you being in this nation, because they are against you too. They don't want you to have an imprint into our hearts and into our minds. They manipulate everything. They pervert the things that are natural. And I want to hope and pray that even tonight, that someone out there that needs your son, his grace, his mercy, his love, I pray that their heart opens up to you, Lord. You are the only answer. As much as we love this country and as much as you know that our former president was very honorable in his dedication to keep these rights available to us, we also know that it's only your son that can save us, because he says that too. And I know that it's the truth, and so does Stu. So I want to thank you for this opportunity, and I want to thank you for allowing me to talk on this platform. And I want to thank Stu for being so generous with me all throughout the times I've known him. And I want to say, may your kingdom reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I'm in total agreement in the name of Jesus and by your blood, by your stripes, Father, my Lord and Savior. Amen. I couldn't say any more. You said it all. Nicole?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being on with me.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. Good night.